How to invite honest questions about meaning, truth, and Christ. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Many secular and spiritual but not religious conversations become fruitful when Christian leaders learn how to invite honest questions. Not every moment is the right moment for a gospel explanation. In a funeral planning meeting, a hospital room, a coaching session, or a wedding conversation, the setting matters, the person's emotional state matters, consent matters, your role matters. But when trust is present, simple questions can open meaningful spiritual reflection. You might ask, what do you believe gives life meaning? Or, when you think about death, what do you hope is true? Or, what do you do with guilt, regret, or the need to be forgiven? Or, where do you turn when your own strength is not enough? These questions gently uncover the human problem. For some, the problem is suffering. For others, it is injustice. For others, it is shame, loneliness, fear, death, confusion, or the pressure to create their own identity. Some believe the answer is self-expression. Some believe it is science and progress. Some believe it is therapy and personal healing. Some believe it is the universe guiding them toward their highest self. Christian leaders can affirm the longing without baptizing every answer. You might say, I hear your desire for healing, or it makes sense that you want your life to have purpose, or I can see that you are trying to live honestly. Then with permission, you can build a gospel bridge. A gospel bridge might sound like this. In Christianity, meaning is not something we have to invent alone. We believe we are created by God, loved by God, and called into restored life through Jesus Christ. Or, the Christian hope is not that we dissolve into the universe, but that God raises and restores embodied people in Christ. Or, Christians believe forgiveness is not merely self-acceptance, it is grace from the God who knows the truth and still comes near. Notice the tone. It is clear but not harsh. It is invitational, not pressured. When using scripture, ask permission. You might say, would it be okay if I shared a verse that has helped Christians think about this? When praying, ask permission. Would you like me to pray with you, or would quiet support be better right now? Secular and spiritual but not religious ministry conversations require patience. Do not rush the soul. Listen deeply, discern the altar, ask wise questions, and point to Christ with humility and hope.